Now, Labor leader Bill Shorten has come out swinging in support of refugees, announcing that Australia would accept 4,000 more refugees a year if Labor is successful in the next election. In direct opposition to the coalition's existing border policies, the program Shorten is referring to would allow local and state organisations to sponsor humanitarian entrance into the country and would see Labor commit an extra $500 million to the UN's refugee agency. Joining us now to dissect this news is Eva Cox, a UTS fellow whose voice you may recognise from More Civil Societies on Breakfast. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Yes, well, just listening to what you're saying there, you know, the extra 4,000 people are what we pay for,
yeah.
Not the government.
Yes, exactly.
I think we have to remember that.
Yeah.
This is a challenge to the community to actually sponsor an extra 4,000 people because we can't put that on the costs.
Yes.
And basically, I mean, what the whole policy that Labor has put up is a desperate attempt to try and look as though they're doing something because they're not prepared to do something about what their biggest sin is, which is completely screwing up the lives of the people on Manus Island and Nauru.
Mm.
You know, they're not prepared to seriously act about doing something about that. They're not prepared to sort of change the whole board thing of offshore processing.
Mm.
And they're hoping if they give a bit of extra money to the UNHCR that they'll be able to do something, but there's already something like I think 20,000 people waiting on in Indonesia who
wow.
are registered with the UNHCR. The UNHCR doesn't do anything apart from register them and sort of decide whether they're refugees or not.
Wow, and 20,000
I think it's something like 20,000. It's a lot of people that have arrived there. Some of them have been there for about 5 years, and we don't take people from Indonesia.
Wow.
So we don't, you know, even if they're sort of sitting there waiting to be recruited and labelled and so on.
So would the 4,000 refugees a year come from that existing 20,000 on the list?
Well, they're not even on our list. They just happen to be the people that are already in Indonesia hoping to get here. We don't actually get them from Indonesia because we're trying to stop people arriving in Indonesia, and they haven't done anything about changing that. I mean, our entire refugee policy is the sort of stuff that makes any reasonably civilised person cringe in the fact that this is our government doing this.
Mm.
And I noticed one of the other things yesterday was that by a very small majority, they refused to pass the idea that we should have a Human Rights Act, which we need because, unfortunately, all of the covenants that we sign for the UN, we can't enforce. But if we actually had local legislation which did enforce people's rights, then we could hold the government accountable for some of the things that they are doing to refugees, particularly some of the ones that are on our own territory at the moment.
Mm.
And it got defeated. So
yeah.
The Labor Party was very careful to make sure that it didn't get caught.
Mm. So this policy that Labor is expected to bring in now, how far does it differ from the current policy that the coalition has?
Very, very little. We're just being a bit more generous about giving out sort of support systems.
Mm.
And also they will bring somewhat tighten the system for bringing people off Manus and Nauru who need medical care.
Mm, which is obviously the height of importance at the moment with so many reports coming out of the dreadful, dreadful state that's in. But it the way that it's framed, if you're not very on top of what the current policy is, the way that it's framed is, oh, this huge success that we're going to bring so much in. How important is the way that they're actually framing this to what it's actually going to be?
Well, they're desperately framing it so that they actually look as though they're different to the coalition.
Mm.
But on the basic tenets of it, they're so scared that the coalition's going to have a go at them because they did claim that they were going to undermine the entire sort of, you know, border security system by bringing people over. That the Labor Party is gutless on these things. It's a bit similar to the stuff they've also done on New Start. You know, anything that's likely to sort of get into the popular thing about border patrols or about sort of dole bludgers, they duck. And that means that they've got to desperately put some other things in place, which is a large amount of money for the UNHCR, to cover the fact that they're behaving like total thugs in some areas and trying to do the right thing in other areas.
Mm.
And I mean, it's one of the things that I've been trying to do for some time, and I've talked quite a lot about, is the fact that this is the sort of stuff that destroys people's trust in politics.
Mm, absolutely.
Because if you can't trust the party to do something, you know, which is humanitarian and just and fair, and this one is just so unjust, because the problem is we bring them here, and we've got a huge backlog, which I notice they also haven't done anything. I think they knocked back also the fact that there were 6,000 people who've been put through, you know, a quick and dirty refugee status testing. And there was a move at the conference to actually put them through another version of that before we tried to deport them or whatever we would do with them. And that was defeated.
So, to summarize,
generally a bad... I mean, you know, it looks as though we're a lot of jackbooted thugs.
Yeah. So to summarise, how much will this actually impact our refugee intake? How effective will this be? Or is it just fancy words being thrown around?
It will increase the number of people we take as refugees. But given the fact that we already have thousands here waiting to be reclassified and arriving, I don't know how much difference it will make to the overall intake, because apparently there's a huge number arriving by plane at the moment. It doesn't mean we'll necessarily bring many more in. I don't quite know how they're going to sort of balance off the various things. Yes, we will balance some more, but you can't say, you know, because we've brought somebody from a camp in Africa, you know, who didn't have the option of getting on a boat, this is much better than the person that got on the boat, so we're going to screw the person that got on the boat, treat them abominably, and swap them for a person that didn't get on a boat. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. That's not acceptable.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning, Eva.
Thank you for asking me.